Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, B-Fan Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. As always, thank you for your time. Man, it feels good to be back. I'm back in Los Angeles. I'm recording again, obviously, and I just want to sort of, before I talk about my topic, I want to just step in and say, man, life is a learning experience. I've had a long summer, but like in the best way possible. It's been full of ups and downs, but really just a lot of adventures and getting out and venturing out and stepping outside of myself. I've been doing a lot of things that I wouldn't necessarily try if I just didn't switch my mindset on if I just didn't switch my perspective on how I view life. I used to have a really narrow perspective. I used to think if I was just good enough at something that I'll be okay and I'll succeed. And, you know, I'm not wrong in that sense, but what's the point of living life at a mediocre level and not, you know, go for the top, go for the big ball, you know what I'm saying? Go for the jackpot. And as long as I aim for the jackpot, I can get everything else in between. So I'll have my pick or my fair share of things that I want to choose to do as long as I aim for the jackpot. But I stopped depriving myself of options, you know what I'm saying? So it was fun doing things I would usually say no to. It was fun getting up and stepping out and changing my attitude towards certain events or how I felt about something not working out or how I felt about failing at something or how I felt about starting something. You know, starting is one of the hardest things to do, but as long as you start, you'll finish the race, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you should just, if you start, you'll be able to finish the race. And, yeah, I've been all over the world this summer. I went to Spain. I went to England. I went to Scotland. I went to New York. I've had my fair share of things I've done. And through all of that, it was all learning experiences. It was so new that I didn't have time to overthink myself out of situations. And I think that's a big problem that we face today. We have so much familiarity with the things around us that we are able to overthink ourselves out of a situation. What I mean by that is I was placed in a new situation where I had a new perspective on life, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't really have time to sit down and be like, no, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do this. No, I want to do that. Because it was so much playing, you know, coming into play, dog. Imagine like taking how long is that flight? An 8-plus-hour flight to London just to sit down. You know what I'm saying? I'd have made it this far, so it's boom. I'll go do this. I'll try this. That's one experience. And they just keep rolling and rolling and rolling on and on and into each other. And it's one of the best things I could ever ask for because I don't really have time to think until I sit down and reflect on what the hell just happened or what I just did. And once you get that spark of passion, and passion doesn't just mean you have to be doing one thing. You can be passionate in life. And I feel like when you're passionate in life, you can pick your perspective. Perspective and passion have a lot to do with each other. If you flip your perspective to if you shape your perspective to fit your passion, then you should be good. You know what I'm saying? But always keep that realist vibe to you. And when I say realist vibe, I don't mean like, oh, the world is depressing, or I can't do this, I can't do that because it's not realistic. Being a realist is sort of accepting your current situation from what it is and then taking that acceptance and doing whatever you want to do anyway, or understanding the current situation at hand, or not getting upset for no reason because you can't get upset if you understand the situation. I can't get upset if I understand what this situation is right now. Do I have an example? No, I don't have an example, but I'll go a little bit more into depth about what I mean. What I'm saying is, if you are in a very, very hard situation, say you had practice or some, or say life is just getting really tough, you know what I mean? One, stop amplifying it in your head. Two, be able to look up and look out. See the situation like you're not even in it. Take yourself outside of your body and put yourself in a third-person point of view, right? Now you can see everything. It's like a video game. when you look out, you say, okay, what is real and what is fake? This situation is real. This is what happens. Boom, 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 boom. Now, what am I making up? Which is what is fake. You say, I'm overthinking this. I'm thinking too much about that. This isn't as hard as I'm making it. And you take those two perspectives and you look at them and you go, okay, which world would I like to fall into? You want to fall into the realist world. You go, okay, this is what the situation is. And then you start brainstorming how to fix it. It's as simple as that. One thing I learned in my entrepreneurship class this week is that, well, no, I actually said this comment. She asked us, how do you come up with ideas or how do you spark creativity? And I said, just don't think or don't overcomplicate it. That's the one I need to pull. Don't overcomplicate whatever you're doing. A lot of the biggest problems on earth or in the world or in the universe can be solved by extremely simple solutions. Everything is simple. It just may not be easy. It may not be a cakewalk, but it still is a walk in the park. It's as simple as getting up and going. It's as simple as laying out the steps you need to follow and then going through with it. Yeah. So try that. Try to shape your perspective to fit your passion while also keeping a realist vibe to yourself. Don't trip. Don't overthink. Overthink is a really big word this podcast, huh? Don't overthink. Don't trip. Don't get upset. And I'm not saying don't feel your emotions, but what I am saying is don't overfill them to where it is. Your emotions are driving your decisions. You don't want that. Yes, react to a situation if you really feel like you need to, but then at the same time, make sure you can step back and take yourself outside of the lens of emotions and put yourself in that realist vibe and say, okay, what do I need to do? And from there, boom, 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 boom. Life is way easier. I'm not as anxious as I used to be, and I'm not really anxious at all. I'm able to just walk around and sort of experience life because I've taken myself outside of that shell that I used to be in. And I know it's hard to imagine the people I've had on this podcast and think I still have a shell to be in. Yeah, I used to get nervous, but now I turn my perspective from nervousness to excitement. When I want to start something new or I want to talk to somebody, I'm excited to do it. I'm no longer nervous. You got to fall into it. Nervousness can be linked to fears, and fears are stimulated from things that we don't understand. If we trick ourselves into thinking that we don't understand something, we'll be fearful of it. So I just stopped tricking myself and say, okay, what's really going on here? And boom, I just stepped into it. So just no longer being nervous about things is stepping into stuff and doing whatever you want. Actually, I'm going to go back and cut this. And I want to say it's really important to sort of reflect back on who you used to be to understand your current trajectory. And if you can understand what your current trajectory may be, you'll sort of have a different perspective on life. And that different outlook can low-key change everything that's going on within you. And what I mean by this is, so life is a capsule. Life is just a big buildup of experiences. And this actually takes me into the topic I want to talk about. Life is just all experiences. Time doesn't really exist. So all of the experiences that you have had in a lifetime make you who you are today. Being able to reflect back on those said experiences will help put you in a better position to not end up where you could be at. And what I mean by this is the brain loves to take shortcuts, right? And so if all of your experiences are within your mind and your body and your brain is in your body, the body is going to try to guess what your life is going to be like in the future by putting you back in the positions that you were in from your past experiences. It's kind of crazy, but it's true. And what you have to do to sort of not bypass it, but not slip into that negative feedback loop if you had a bad past, to not fall into that negative feedback loop, to be able to look back and say, okay, I had these experiences when I was younger. I'm going to go back. I'm going to change my perspective on them. And if you can change your perspective on those experiences, your brain don't really know the difference between the truth and the lie. So if you go back and say, no, that past event didn't happen like this. It happened like this. Your brain is going to take that verbatim and say, oh, maybe I just didn't remember right. If Austin says so, maybe it's true. Well, it has to be true because Austin says so. You know what I'm saying? So it'll go back, it'll change your perspective on it, and then boom, you'll see in your current life how things around you begin to change. Perspective is reality, okay? And what I was going to talk about with the experiences is that time is a man-made thing. It may exist somewhere, I don't know, but it's man-made. At least the clocks we look at today are man-made. So that is not what we are living off of. That is not, that's just a concept. What is real is experiences. And the reason we get tired isn't because of time, it's because the experience is weighing down on our body. We need to be able to rest and regenerate after experiencing so many things. It's not because you was up 12, 13 hours, because some people stay up 12, 13 hours and are perfectly fine. They are able to take on more experiences before they need to rest. Some people need more rest than others because they have to rest and process those experiences that they just had. And I'm not saying take this verbatim for what I'm saying, but I really like this idea or this thought that time isn't what drives us, it's experiences. And when I think of life like this, it takes me out of that mindset that, oh, I'm running out of time. And instead it's put me in the shift or perspective that I'm missing out on experiences. Because time is going to be time, right? Time is going to pass anyway. Time is going to pass by. We cannot control time. But what we can control, for the most part, is the experiences that we have, especially if we get the opportunity to choose to do something, right? And the other half of that, when we are not able to control our experiences, we are able to choose how we react to certain experiences. You get what I mean? Time I can't really react to because time is always going to win. It's always going to be moving forward. I'm never going to be able to catch time. But my experiences are something that I have a little bit more control over. I do get to decide if I want to save up and spend my money to buy a plane ticket to go somewhere. I do get to decide if I want to get up and leave the house today because I have free will. And if something out of my control happens, that's still an experience. I'm able to reshape how I see it and, you know, put my little perspective on it. And boom, something that can be perceived as bad, can be perceived as good at the very same time. You get what I'm saying? So it's, time doesn't exist. We are all just people who experience life. As simple as that. I can really do to hype it up more. And I want to keep this episode short and sweet. And I've already got, like, I'm so excited about, like, this school year because there's so many interesting people that I've already met. And I'm getting into the flow of this podcast now. And I already got the interviews lined up, the questions asked in my head. All I got to do is go forward with it. It's some very exciting people that I feel like I can have on this show. So stay tuned. And yeah, and I've been making like YouTube videos. So if you want to watch that, my YouTube channel is at a B-Fan Production. But I think if you just look my name up on YouTube, Austin Enix, AustinEnoex on YouTube, it'll pop up. But yeah, I've been doing that and I really enjoy it. Hopefully I get a camera this semester or this school year. It's going to all work out. But yeah, peace.